Joining me today in the OFM Art Beat, welcoming back Samantha Durrant from the Odeon String Quartet. Sam, we've missed you. Welcome back.
Hi, Yolanda. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a great pleasure to be here.
The quartet had a kind of a substitute member, so to speak, for a while. Prof Anne-Marie was away, and this was an incredible time for her to extend her muscles, so to speak, behind the cello. But now you guys are back. The quartet is in full swing. And you actually have your concert coming up on the 21st of August.
That's correct. So we have missed Prof Anne-Marie immensely, and we are so grateful to be on stage on the 21st of August at 7 o'clock to play a beautiful program, one that we are extremely excited for, a Brahms third string quartet in B flat major. It's lovely. Our poster is called Primavera, which means spring.
Yes, please
in Italian.
Tell us what that means.
It means spring in Italian, but I think that the Brahms really honors that kind of energy that's required and the rebirth of things and renewal and new starts, which it feels like that now the team is back.
We are also really looking forward to saying goodbye to winter. So this is your invite. Let music take you into spring and into this change of season. What stands out for you on the program?
So as much as I'm looking extremely forward to the Brahms, the work that I would encourage as many people as possible to hear as often as possible is Arthur Feeder's The Tides of String Quartet. It's a very, very special work to the Odeon String Quartet, and the reason being is it was written for us for the South African String Foundation Convention that we had in May, and Arthur has intricately put together the most extraordinary work that honors each instrument in the string quartet. On the quartet of piece instruments, I don't know how many people know about them, but they're a beautiful set of four instruments, two violins, viola and cello, built by Brian Lysis in 2010. And we are so grateful at the University of the Free State to be the custodians of those instruments. And we bring them out for special occasions, such as the Primavera concert. And they're extraordinary because they honor the four Nobel Peace Prize laureates of South Africa. So each instrument represents a different person. And Arthur so very cleverly, in the four movements, honors each individual throughout the string quartet. And in the fourth movement, which I think is just the pinnacle of the joy of that work, you start hearing all the themes come back very intrinsically. And it's absolutely incredible. We are so lucky to have such incredible South African composers.
Samantha Durrant joins us today from the Odeon String Quartet. And not only are we incredibly privileged to have a string quartet based at the University of the Free State, it's one of, I think, the only one, or maybe one of two in South Africa that do this full time. Tell me a little bit about your morning program when you visit schools. What does that entail?
Oh, so thank you so much for asking. I think this is the most exciting part of this job. So we go to different schools throughout a term, preferably the first and third term. So please, if you would like to put your school on the list, please contact us at osq@ufs.ac.za. We would love to hear from you. But we basically present our instruments to them. We show them the two violins, the viola and the cello. We play different excerpts written for our instruments and famous works like Vivaldi's Spring and Boccherini's Minuet. And these are all works that you will know. And then we start showing them how the string quartet actually works and is put together in the four voices, the unity that's required for us to play together. And we take these wonderful quartet of piece instruments. So we also tell them a little bit of history about South Africa and how it was so important that that had to happen for us to be presenting to them now and for these wonderful school children to receive these stories and to realize that we are arguably the best country in the world.
Oh, we don't even have to argue. Primavera will be on the 21st of August. Tickets are available at Quicket. That's 7 p.m. And Samantha Durrant joins us today to motivate you to celebrate spring and music and also to come and see those incredible instruments. Is it difficult to transition between your normal instrument and a very special piece that you guys are custodians of?
I would normally say yes, but I think the beauty of those instruments is they're all made with the same wood from the same maker. So we have a very unified sound when we play. And arguably, it's actually easier for us to blend. And you can really hear how those instruments were carefully engineered to be as close as possible in tone and in sound as they are amongst the string quartet.
Come and hear for yourself. You can get all the details about the Odeon String Quartet now also under Lifestyle. Check it out at ofm.co.za.